focus on the last paragraph of chapter 4 and move on into Acts chapter 5. You know the verses in your Bible and chapter breaks are not divinely inspired. They were added for the ease of reference around the 1400s or so, and have begun to be a part of all of our Bibles. And sometimes they help us and sometimes they don't. But in this case, we have, at the end of chapter 4, we have this little picture of church life that Luke often gives us. It's a summary statement of what the church looks like and how the body of Christ is interacting. And he gives us some summary statements, and then he gives us two case studies. And the banner that appears to be over all that happens in this early church life is great grace. And then he gives us an example of a person who's living out that great grace in Barnabas. He's, if you will, exhibit A. And then Barnabas is mentioned because of his generous heart in selling some land, donating it to the church, giving it to the apostles so that they can meet needs. And then case B, or exhibit B, is Ananias and Sapphira, who do basically the same thing. They come, sell a piece of land, bring the proceeds to the apostles to distribute to the needy, but something badly goes wrong. And the result is great fear. So we have this little vignette into the church life of what the life looks like and how they're interacting. And then we have great grace in Barnabas, and we have great fear in the life of Ananias and Sapphira. So that's what we see, and we'll dig into that. I want to give you a little vignette, again, into what's happening in this church, in our life. Last week, many of you prayed that we would have discernment and wisdom as we're going ahead in a process of seeking the Lord in discerning His will and establishing Genesis as an independent church. And this week, there will be four elders here from Hope and seven or six guys from Genesis that will be going to a church planting seminar. It's basically a boot camp for church planters, and that the end of, we'll be there for two and a half days, and then that will culminate with the discernment process that Michael will go through, and Kyla will join him also. So please pray for the 10 of us who are going, and Kyla coming down later in the week, and we ask that your prayers would go with us, because we're trying to learn all that we can about church planting and know what we need to know. So myself, Ian, Paul, and Michael will be going, and then some fellows from Genesis. So I just ask for your prayers. We're seeking what the Lord's doing and trying to discern His will, so I ask for your prayers there. But as we look into this passage, let me just get back before us, verses 32 to 35. It's a little portrait of the Jerusalem church. Now the full number of those who believed were of one heart and soul. And no one said that any of the things that belonged to him was his own, but they had everything in common. And with great power, the apostles were giving their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. I love that, don't you? Great grace was upon them all. There was not a needy person among them, for as many as